This Diamond Insight takes us to Ohio State with Alex Wimmers, who pitched a no-hitter against Michigan in his latest outing over the weekend. Congratulations, first of all, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What kind of thoughts are going through your mind with one out to go in a no-hitter on the line?
Basically, don't mess this up. after I got the first ground out, things got a lot smoother. I got a guy to check swing and strike out. Right when I got to that third out, I was like, well, this is it. Everything goes. So it's your last batter, hopefully. So give all you had.
Obviously, you've pitched a complete game before. How much more nerve-wracking or just nervous are you there in the ninth inning compared to just, any old complete game you're shooting for?
Actually, I didn't really feel much different besides I had, a little more adrenaline going for me I messed it the no-hitter up before a couple weeks ago against Michigan State. So getting the eighth inning, I'm messing that up. And finally getting past the eighth inning here, I was like, well, let's just let everything out in line, I've been here before. I've thrown a couple complete games now. So once I got to the inning, I just gave it all I had.
Well, and I was going to mention that. You had a no-hitter into the eighth inning, like you mentioned, against Michigan State earlier. Is it hard to kind of stifle those negative thoughts, though, with that just a few weeks ago?
No, I didn't really think about it much. I'm just glad, our team's winning. Having defense playing behind me all year, making great plays for me, you really can't ask for anything more. We have great relief pitching, Jake Kale and Drew Wyszynski. So as long as, we keep playing well behind, our defense playing well, and we have our relief pitching, every game, we always have a great chance of winning.
A guy you've known since Little League, Dan Burkhardt, is your teammate now there at Ohio State, and he was your battery mate for the no-hitter. Did that kind of add something to the accomplishment?
Yeah, definitely. Being, in high school, we were throwing a perfect game, but now finally in, college, throwing a no-hitter against Michigan is, a great team. Just words can't explain how I feel, especially being a part of it with Dan, all my life, all my great memories that we've had. It's just crazy to think about.
Well, and you're in your first season now as a starter after being a reliever your freshman year there at Ohio State. You're 8-1, though. You lead the Big Ten with 103 strikeouts. How much has it helped having a guy that you're so familiar with behind the plate with you there?
With Dan behind the plate, it's awesome. He knows, the pitches, what I like to throw and what certain counts. Being the catcher, throwing to him all my life, he has such a great understanding for me that any other catcher in the country wouldn't even compare to knowing of what we have. We talk in between innings, what pitch, what we're going to do with each batter, what he looked bad on, and we usually talk a lot. I think that our chemistry throughout our lives gives us a great advantage over anyone else in the country.
Beyond that, what has helped you become so dominant so fast in your first season as a starter?
I would say it would have to be probably just being in my comfort zone, being a starter. I love starting. Last year, I was a reliever, so I wasn't as comfortable coming into key situations, with someone else starting and, having to close the door or hold them in the eighth or whatever it might have been. But I think my success definitely has come greatly because I've been starting, and I love being in control of my whole game. And usually I never like coming out, so the more complete games I have, the better.
Typical starter, never want to leave the game. Earlier this year, you beat second-ranked Miami on short rest. What was that whole experience like, beating the Hurricanes? They were ranked second in the country at the time.
That was awesome. Coming on short rest, I didn't know really how I was going to feel. I didn't feel that great that day. Our whole pitching staff stepped up that game. I went five innings. But, I walked too many. But, we have, we have great relieving, and Drew and Jake to close the door behind me. So, it was just a great accomplishment for our team to, and a great confidence boost like it has been this whole year to know that, we can compete with anybody.
That's kind of what I was going to lead to next. It's been not just for you, but for Ohio State baseball as a whole. It's been a big year so far. What do you think just team-wide has been the key for your success?
Coming together as a team, is amazing. We're all a great group of friends. We love to hang out. And I just think, you know, our team camaraderie is just amazing. We're always, you know, picking each other up. And, you know, if we just continue to do this, you know, I really think by the end of the season, you know, we'll be really successful and hopefully be Big Ten champs, hopefully.
Alex, what is the best thing about being a college baseball player?
I love the fans. I love being around the atmosphere. Being a player for one of Bob Todd, our coach, you know, he's a Hall of Famer. It's amazing. We have great coaches, great fans, surroundings, and everything. You couldn't ask for anything more.
What's the toughest thing, then, about being a college baseball player?
Needless to say, I'd say the hitters are definitely the toughest things to overcome, because coming in, you can't just throw everything right down the middle. You have to definitely pick your spots on the plate, and if you don't, you're going to get hurt. So. Definitely picking up on the hitters, I'd say, is the hardest.
All right, Alex, word association time. I'll throw some things at you. You tell me what comes to mind. Starting with a couple of your teammates, we talked about him a little bit, your catcher, Dan Burkhart.
Dan is a workhorse, a great friend of mine, amazing catcher, block any ball that's thrown in the dirt, can hit well, just an overall great guy.
Your closer, Jake Hale.
Big-time stopper. No one's going to get a hit off him. No one's going to score on him. He's just going in the ninth inning and closing the door like he's been doing all year, basically giving the team a no-chance advantage.
Michigan.
Our rivals.
Your head coach, Bob Todd.
Great Hall of Famer, great coach, knows a lot about the game. Been here a while, can't really ask for anything better out of a coach.
The NCAA tournament.
Hopefully we're there one day. You know, hopefully this season, if we continue what we're doing, you know, we're on the right path.
The last one, Alex Wimmers.
I definitely call myself a workhorse as well, a competitor. I, love to compete. I always love, finishing my games and doing the best I can.
Alex Wimmers, Ohio State ace, a no-hitter over the weekend against Michigan to improve to 8-1. Alex, we appreciate your time. Thanks to you. Congratulations again, and best of luck to you and the Buckeyes the rest of the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and go Bucks.